This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. We've had many discussions about overtourism here on the show this year, and we were glad when the new head of the Hawaii Tourism Authority, Chris Tatum, agreed to sit down with us to talk about efforts to better manage our numbers as we inch toward 10 million visitors a year. The early numbers for the first quarter have softened.
What we need to make sure is we don't overreact to any particular month or a small amount of time as far as how the occupancies are. In a big market like this, you're going to have ups and downs. We're in an island location. A lot of it depends on how much group is booked in the market. I believe I pulled the numbers the other day that from 17 to 18, we went up 10%. So for February, and then we went down 4% this year. So over 6% over 2 years. I said, you know, let's just not, we got to look for trends rather than overreacting. And that's even when I was in business with the hotels, we need to make sure that it's not a knee-jerk effect on how we address and deal with those. Thanks for bringing up on over tourism. I'm not real fond of that word because, again, tourism obviously is important to the state of Hawaii. It drives a lot of revenue. And that revenue is not only is it revenue for the industry, but it's important tax revenue. The TAT produces about $630 million a year. I'm not sure exactly what the GET number, but it's significant. And those monies are, you know, we, with HTA, we have $79 million of it allocated to us, and I'll tell you what we use that for. But all the other money goes into the general fund, which is used to do a lot of great things in the state of Hawaii, everything from supporting education to supporting natural resources and all the things that we need in Hawaii. So it's more than just it's more than just the experience of tourism. Those monies are important to the state. And now that we're clearly the number one industry other than maybe the military, it has to be vibrant, and we need to develop a sustainable plan that long term it'll always be there for us, but we also have to take into account it's got to be a great quality of life for the people who live here, too.
That's right, because we've seen pushback in other parts of the world, in other resort or tourist destinations, you know, with Paris and Barcelona. There's already been some tension, I think, that's been growing because we've seen a lot of impact on, you know, our trails and our beaches, and they're just being loved to death, you know, whether it's Hanama or the Lanikai Pillbox Trail. You know, it is kind of wearing down on Mother Nature.
Yeah, you know, I came into the job in December, and I grew up here and been in the industry for a long time. And, you know, at the end of the day, the quality of life is important. My kids were raised here, and I think Hawaii is more than just a place the visitors come for a destination. There's soccer games going on. There's a lot of activities going on for the residents, and I think we always got to keep that in mind. At the end of the day, we don't want to be just an island that's full of tourists. It's got to be an island that we service and provide a great experience for our visitors. But we also have our neighborhoods that people can enjoy themselves, their neighbors, and have that community feel, raise their kids. So, you know, that's where the balance comes in. I think as we think forward, one of the things we're doing with Hawaii Tourism Authority is that, so we have the $79 million. A large portion of it is used for marketing, and it's branding. Marketing is more of a, you have to be able to price also, and we don't price. It's the industry that price. We brand Hawaii and Maui and Kauai and Hawaii Island, and working with the industry on branding that. But a very important part of that branding and sustainability is investing back into the product. And when I say the product, nowadays, not only is it the beaches, because that's what everyone always used to think of Hawaii about, but it's really perpetuating the Hawaiian culture. Because that's a very important part. Not only is it our responsibility as to continue that process and work to make sure that's always going to be part of our community, but it's a competitive advantage because the culture of Hawaii, you can't duplicate that anywhere.
So, I was just over at Bishop Museum, and they said that thanks to a grant from HTA, they're working on some programs, I think, to beef up their biological survey, which is something that they fell behind on. They were doing garden tours, so they're creating some things around culture, not just for the visitors, but for the residents who would go to the museum.
Of the money that we have, we spend almost $20 million investing back in the community events and perpetuating the Hawaiian culture, which a lot of people don't know that, but it's really important to us, and we need to make sure we're sharing that not only so people understand what tourism is doing to reinvest in the community, but also giving those great organizations that we're supporting more support and let the community know what they're doing. Because we've got some great people working very hard and a lot of volunteers, and they're doing it for the right reason. They're passionate about the Hawaiian culture. They're passionate about supporting their community. We support everything from Aloha festivals to Honolulu festival.
By the way, they had a fabulous fireworks show.
They did a great job. And we're the major sponsor for Merry Monarch, which a lot of people don't know. And that's, again, that is more of, because a lot of that is for our local residents to experience, because we love the Merry Monarch. But it's also show, because that's a huge example of how it perpetuating the Hawaiian culture, that supporting those type of things, supporting those halaus, keeps it moving forward as we go. The other piece is the natural resources. Obviously, over the years, with social media, all the places that myself and my friends used to go that no one else knew about, they all know about now. And so we have to continue to think about working with DLNR. So we've put over $1 million with working with them to invest back into those parks. We're actually working on an ambassador program. We put up $500,000 to create this Aloha Ambassador program that they're identifying their top parks that are visited by visitors, and that we would have someone there would talk to them about the history of that trail or that park. What's appropriate to do and what's not appropriate to do? Because a lot of visitors, they want to do the right thing. You just got to tell them what the right thing is. And then also, you know, parking, talk to them about, hey, this wouldn't be, you know, those are people's houses. Again, people want to do the right thing. But also explain to them about the history of that trail, because everything in Hawaii has a great history. We're working with HVCB, we call it the Rooted Campaign, but there's a number of videos that will be going out and on the major airlines and all in the hotels that basically we're not preaching to the visitor. We're sharing with them the importance of the history, why the people in Hawaii value their land so much, why there's a lot of emotional attachment. And that also those videos talk a little bit about the environment, talk about plastics, the impact on the whales, and everything that goes on in Hawaii and why it's important, so important to the Hawaiian culture that we respect that. And it's done in a very, I think, a very respectful way. And I think as they see these, hopefully that'll kick into their minds, say, listen, when I go there, I want to experience all these really cool places, but I also need to make sure that I'm doing it the right way.
One of your recent talks, I think you had mentioned something about a campaign on the Big Island with the bus.
Most of the markets in Hawaii are still thriving. Obviously, it's slowed down a little bit in the first quarter. We think we'll be all right this year, but we never want to take anything for granted. However, on Hawaii Island, because of all the challenges we had last year, everything from the volcanoes to the storms, there were a lot of things that did not go our way. The first quarter of last year was good, and then in May we took a big hit, and it has not come back. It's kind of like when I was ending my career with Marriott, the last couple of years, what was really motivating me is keeping busy, because busy means people are working. And I know how much these paychecks mean to everybody. So if we can keep them working, and that's the challenge we have on Hawaii Island now. So what we've done is I've got with our two major markets, Japan and the U.S. contractors who market in those two locations, they've come up with some pretty aggressive marketing and branding that will be working with the markets in Kona and Hilo on promoting the Hawaii Island as not just a place where a volcano is or Kilauea. It's a place where there's so many other things to do. We have so many beautiful beaches, great golf courses, tennis, and the environment is phenomenal. It's one of the places, I mean, you've got the iron, and you've got so many things that happen over there. So it's more than a place that you just go to see lava. And so one of the things you mentioned, the bus tour, there's nothing like getting out to the customer. And so we're gonna wrap a bus in some a big tour bus with some Hawaiian scenery, and then we're gonna start down in San Diego, work our way up. With our sales teams and entertainers, that we hit multiple TV stations, radio stations, travel agents, and share with them how great the island of Hawaii is, and it isn't just the volcano.
Okay, so you're talking it up because they need the numbers.
They do, especially if we want to keep these direct flights coming from Japan, which are really important. And the load factors have gone from like 80% down to the high 50s, low 60s. And, you know, any airline, they need to make sure those planes are full.
Right. Otherwise, we'll lose lift.
Exactly.
That was Chris Tatum, head of HTA, talking about the most recent visitor numbers and a new campaign to boost Big Island numbers. We'll hear more on his take on finding solutions to overtourism later this week.